I'm going to speak this out at the beginning, and I'll probably mention it two or three more times today. The Gemara speaks very non-kindly about people who spend time learning Mishnayos and don't do Shimush Tamid HaChachamim, which in the Rishayim explanation of Shimush Tamid HaChachamim is the learning of Gemara, is the learning of how to understand Mishnayos, how to draw conclusions from Mishnayos, how to reconcile Mishnayos, and not just as if they, like just read words and say, somebody's making a lot of noise on the bug magic, and you like mute the person. And that's what the Gemara is going to speak. But the Mefarshim speak out, and this is important to say, is Akdama, that was before they printed Mishnayos and Mefarshim. Now that they're Mefarshim Mishnayos, so then the Mefarshim explained the Mishnah the way the Gemara explains the Mishnah. So one can learn the Mishnah and have an understanding of it. Not as well as if you learned Gemara, but not just reading words and translating without reconciling, because the Mefarshei Mishnah explained the Mishnah, so we shouldn't have that problem. So therefore, what the Gemara is going to say about people that learn Mishnah, not Gemara, according to many Mefarshim, it doesn't apply today. For instance, and I'm going to explain it, the Mashra says that the same problem with people that learn Mishnah don't learn Gemara, it's people that read Shulchan Aruch and Paskim from Shulchan Aruch, because they don't understand the Shulchan Aruch. They don't know how to put together the Shulchan Aruch. They don't know when to accept the Shulchan Aruch. He compares it. And the Mefarshim is saying about that too. That's before the Shach and the Taz, the Magen Avraham and the Eliyahu Rabba, and list the whole, and the Mishnah Brura, and all the Paskim. But now, you can read Shulchan Aruch with the Mefarshim and get the bottom line. The Mashal is talking about before these Shulchan were written. So all you had was the text of the Shulchan Aruch. And he felt the text, pasking from the text of the Shulchan Aruch, is like pasking from the text of a Mishnah, because you don't have a deeper understanding of what's going on. Whereas, because you weren't learning any background, you're just reading Shulchan Aruch. But now, the Mefarshim will speak out that that's not Negei anymore. Because today, we have Mefarshim and Shulchan Aruch that do the job of explaining it and bringing it down and bringing and explaining it to the point that we just don't read the words without an explanation. So the Gemara is not going to talk about Shulchan Aruch. I just mentioned that because Mashal mentions it here. But the Gemara is going to talk about the fact that you read Mishnah. And the Gemara is going to have very not nice things to say about people that just learn Mishnah. But again, that's in the context that today, people that learn Mishnayos and have a parish on it that explains more than just the translation of the words understand more of the Mishnah than when you just read Mishnah without Gemara. Today, it's written post-Gemara, those explanations, so they cover a lot of the ground, and therefore the Mefarshim say that what the Gemara has to say about people who learn Mishnah without Gemara doesn't necessarily apply anymore.
I mean, it's comparable to learning Chumash without Rashi. It's the same thing.
Same kind of thing, correct.
Even before they elucidated Mishnayos?
I don't know what you mean by elucidated.
The new art school, the elucidated Mishnah.
I'm very happy. What am I supposed to say? My Mishnah got elucidated by the Gemara a while back. But again, I will say the following. There are Mishnahs like in Taurus. I wish somebody would elucidate for me at the end of the day. Yeah? Okay.
Well, we still don't know how to just understand the
halacha,
the final
halacha. Well, nobody's asking you to
bask. How far are we supposed to know, even with the Jerusalem and everything?
Again, at least what the Mefarshim are saying is, it's not ignoring, it's not just reading, it's understanding. Well, that's what Gemara does. It helps understand the contradictions and the havana of the Mishnah. That's what Shimush Tamid HaChachamim was. We're not learning, we're not trying to say, I mean, if you want to know the correct way to learn, would be to learn every sugya and take it all the way to the halacha. But that's not what we're doing, and that's not what the Gemara is referring to.
That's not a requirement as far as...
A requirement? Requirement is to know Kol HaTorah Kulo. By the way, Kol HaTorah Kulo is finite. It's not infinite. The Rambam says in the Hakdamah to the Rambam, if you learn Tanakh and his Sefer, the Yad, you've learned Kol HaTorah Kulo. But the problem is we don't always pask like the Rambam. But that's the Rambam says, that he wrote the Sefer for people who can't learn Mishnayos and Gemara, and they can't get to the end of the Halacha. So he wrote a Sefer that if you learn Tanakh and you learn his Sefer, you know Kol Torah Kula. That's the Rambam writes. So obviously it's finite. Now that doesn't mean there's no part of Torah that's infinite. The depth of Torah, the understanding, and the different opinion. But the Rambam is saying that knowing Torah Shabbat Pem means know what to do, based on Mishnayos and Gemara, and he wrote it down for you. That's what he said. Okay, Dr. Gemara.
You said that, Mishnayos and Mikra Echad Targum, he didn't hold of that?
I don't know what you're talking
meaning,
about. Mishnayos and Mikra Echad Targum has nothing to do with knowing Kol Torah Kula.
I thought Rabbi just said that if you learn Tanakh without Mephorshim, that what
Rabbi said? I didn't say the word without before. Well, just added that. Thank you very much. But that's all it said.
Well, what did I say? What did Rambam
say? The Rambam says, if you know Tanakh, that's what he said. Those are his words. If you know Tanakh and you know my Sefer, you know Kol Torah Kula.
But knowing is a
very
big question.
That's all I said. Anything else you want to editorialize, I allow everybody to do their own editorializing. Just don't quote me. Because I'm sorry, used to say, he doesn't mind if you take his tyrant and say it in your name, but don't take your tyrant and say it in his name. Some cipher.
But my brother-in-law, I happen to be in his, he finished Kol Torah Kula, and he said those words, Kol Torah Kula. That shows it's finite.
Fine, thank you. I hope you don't mind. Your brother is a great person, but the Rambam is greater.
No, what I'm saying is that he said in front of Reb Reuven, Reb David, those words, because that shows that. Okay, I'm sorry. Good point. The point I'm saying is it's a very good point. I said it because I wanted to show that the brother-in-law knows.
Okay, I'm happy you shared it with the crowd. That your class wants to know. Fight it. Itmar, second line from the top. Karav is son of Elishim Mishamid Chachamim. Person learned Tanakh. Karav means Tanakh. Shana means Mishnayos. Elishim Mishamid Chachamim, which in the Gemara's language means, did not learn the understanding of the Mishnayos. Shimush Tamid HaChamim did not mean to take them a cup of water. Shimush Tamid HaChamim meant to be around them to pick up how to deal with Mishnayos. That's what it means in this Gemara. Rashi says it five times over. I am not getting involved that there's also a Ma'ala in serving them. That's not what it means here. Shimush Tamid HaChamim means Limud HaGemara. Rashi, second line, the top line. L'shimush tamid ha-chachamim lo moed zvaras ha-gemara b'tay mei ha-mishnah. Mahu ma-heim. That's what Rashi says. That's what shimush tamid ha-chachamim means in the Gemara. Shimush tamid ha-chachamim means to learn how to understand Mishnayos. And the way you did it in those days was by being, they didn't have a Gemara written with art scroll. They had a Rebbe who taught it to you. And if you didn't have a Rebbe that taught it to you, you didn't know how to learn Mishnayos. You didn't know how to reconcile. You didn't have the tools at hand in how to deal with things. You didn't have a Mesira. You lacked Mesira. You read without Mesira. Reading without Mesira is not going to get you far. You don't learn the right way of dealing with problems, with dealing with issues, dealing with stiras, with dealing with things. That's why now today, because of the abundance of Svarim, they are our main rebbeim. They teach us how to think. They teach us how to reconcile. They deal with the questions of the Mishnah and on the Gemara today. So therefore, we have a Rebbe. We are Mishamish Tamid HaChamim by learning those Svarim. I'm not trying to say that there's not more to it. That's what the Gemara means in this sugya. The Lo Yaiser. Rashi doesn't say anything else for Shemish Tamid HaChamim. So let's go on. Say, my car is Shana V'lai Shemish Tamid HaChamim. Rebbe Lazar Ayman is Amaretz. The Blazer says he's an Amoret. What is the consequences of being an Amoret? The Krashi, Harazi Amoret, Shekoshen al Meisers v'al Taras. You can't trust him that he takes off Meiser and that he keeps to Matara because he relies on his own opinion about when yes and when not and what to do and what not to do because he does not have a foundation in what's right and what's wrong. The Shulman Achmedi Amor, Harazi Boor, worse than that. He's even a person that doesn't really know how to act with proper character traits because that comes from understanding depth. And because he doesn't understand depth, he becomes a boor. Rashi, Hazebor Garua Ma'amaret. He's lower than an Amaret. And the third Madi Amar says, Rabbi Yana Amar is a Kusi. Now, he's like a Kusi. Kusim were a nation that even they were Jewish, according to this Madi Amar, they were not Goyim, but they weren't careful of mitzvahs. And the reason was, they refused, the way the Mepharshim learned it, the Maral and others, they refused to learn Torah Shabbat Peh. They decided they're going to read Chumash, and they're going to do what the Chumash says. Their reading of the Chumash, without letting Chazal interpret the Chumash. Now, a person who's not Mishamish Tami the Chumim treats Mishnah like the Kusim treat Chumash. They're going to read Mishnah, and they're going to figure it out on their own without any Gemara. So what happens is, they're totally off base, because they have no desire to understand things deeper, just like the Kusim say, leave us alone and let us learn our Chumash, and don't try to make us figure out other things. So the crash has their Kusi, and the consequences are, Hasilecho Pita V'yeinai, the Kimish L'Shimish Chachamim, Eina Machbid Adivri Chachamim L'daitam, V'Lashonu L'Haris Atzim Kitham Chacham. They learn, they show off that they know things, but they don't really know anything. And therefore, you can't rely on them, even on their wine and their bread. It's like a little bit extreme on the fact that we're treating them that way, but it's getting a message across. He didn't learn only to show off.
Is Kusi like a Tzeduki? Is that what we're saying?
Similar. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar Harizem Bogush. He's like a witch person that does witchcraft. Meaning, he's fooling people. His life is false. He acts one way. People view him as one way, and it's not real. It's a facade. So in that way, he's like a mechashev. He misleads you, a magician. He makes you think that this happened, but it never happened. Rashi, mechashev. Oikas is enayim. Oikas is enayim means he does magic tricks. He makes you, like he makes your eyes believe something. The gain of a sababas. And he, you know, he steals your heart. Like, wow, this guy can do magic. No, we can't. Whatever the way it is, he just better than you are in getting it done. If I was that Cain, that's what happens when a person learns. Shnayas without Gemara.
How's that different than a Kusi then?
Adding Madrigas, how far away he is.
Because the Kusi's, his Kavana is for good?
It's not. No, Rashi said his Kavana is not.
Saying, so
I don't know. Just, I think it's just a lower level, pushing him a lower level. Not to come right back to. Does Archcore explain what the difference in Kusi and Mechashev is?
Creates illusions and deceives people.
Right, but he doesn't say what the difference between a Mechashev and a Kusi is. What does he say about Kusi?
Not care about particular laws.
Yes. Could be. Thank you. Maybe.
Then Yaakov says that the magician sorcerer doesn't even know what he's saying. Maybe they know what they're saying, but they're not.
Okay. We're not finished yet, by the way. Don't think about it. Tomer Avnachum, Yitzchak, Mustafa, Karabacha, Yaakov. The Amri Inchi people say, Ratim Megusha, V'lo Yada. A witchcraft person does his witchcraft and doesn't even know why it works. Rashi, Ratin Targum Chaver Chaver, the kind of witchcraft. Humbagish, Baichesh HaMechashav is the Choshav. He whispers his whisperings, his cantonations. What's it called?
Incantations.
Ve'ena Meva Mahen. Ma Pirusham. Akach Mateim. Shemachshev is boy. Look, he just knows it works. Doesn't know why it works, how it works. Just knows it works. By the way, I never knew this till I was older. I mean, it's been a while since I know it, but it's been a. That when they say that witch can be, say, abracadabra, it's Aramaic. Abra, I will create, kadabra with my speaking, kadabra this. Abracadabracada is an Aramaic way of saying, I will now create with my words this following thing. I used to think it's tamstosim. It's not. Abra means I will create. Kadabra as I speak. What? Can't hear you. Right. Kadah. Abracadabracada means I will create as I speak the following. It's, again, I never knew that. I knew that. I've known that for a while. But I didn't know that as I was growing up. I used to think abracadabra was just a way of, you know. That's my right. And Rabbanan. He's Amaretz. Who's an Amaretz? Who do we classify as an Amaretz? Now, Taisa says there are different halakhos of Amaratzim, and they depend on the degree of Amaratzim. Rashi does not read complaint, just said Amaratus means, Rashi says again, as we will see in a second. I don't think I finished Rashi. The Ratim Megushu Le'adam Ha'amar, Tana Tana Le'adam Ha'amar. Same thing, he learned Mishnayos and doesn't know what he's saying. Took Rashi Tana Tana. Ma'avet Tana Shalashim Talmud, Shayin the Mishnayosri. Just says the words, Reini Dei Mahi. Eizam Arts, the next Rashi. Shenechzat Alataris Ha'amashris. Who is the person that we should be afraid of that he doesn't take Meiser? Not that he doesn't for sure. The Gemara says, Rav and Maratzim do take Meiser. But there is a minority of Maratzim that don't, and they're not careful until Matara, and when they touch something, you have to worry that it's Tameh. What is the outward symbol? How do we know that a person is an Amaratz? Kol she'ein nikar v'kriyas ma'ashachas v'arvas. Doesn't say Kriya Shema. So trashy. Davada yinidei klum. He doesn't know anything. He's really out of it. Why? Because if he have a yidei liquid rekaira la marasu. As long as he can say Kriya Shema and he says Kriya Shema, that means he takes mitzvah seriously. That means you don't have to classify him as an avaret according to this Tana. Back to the Gemara. He's my shakazarvis with birchasel with its brachas. The Rameir. Chanelaimrim, kosheinu maniach tzillin. Doesn't wear tzillin. So the Rasha speaks out that he is a made 80 sheker. He's saying, Krishmak shartam boitza yadacha. He doesn't do it. Not honest. Benazar emir kosheinu litzitzis with big guy. Same idea. Talks about Vasalam Titsis, I can't be damn the Daraisam, and he's not wearing Titsis. He has children, he doesn't raise them to learn. It means learning is not important to him. Right? You always view a person's machshav by what he wants his children to be. My son, the doctor. My son, the lawyer. My son, the Talmid Chacham. You express your dreams, what you would want to be, by what you want your children to be. And if you're not raising your children to learn, just 1 second. And if you're not learning, you're raising your children to learn Torah, that means it doesn't occupy an important part of your life, and therefore you consider it Amaret. Let me just finish one more sheet. Which is what we said before, the Amaret. That is considered Amaret, period. Yes, Harvey.
So I understand the idea that if you recite Shema and you're talking about things and then you don't do it, there's an inherent contradiction. But when people are becoming more observant, you're going to take it step by step. You're going to learn Shema before you necessarily put on tefillin, I would think.
You're 100% right. But I don't think that's what's happening here. So you're dealing from a person that wasn't observant that's becoming observant. We're dealing with people that grew up in a frum society, around people that did the things the right way. We're religious, keep Shabbos, do all the things, and then our
life. They know everything. They're just rejectionists.
I wouldn't word it that way. I would word it as they know about it, but don't take it seriously. I don't want to call it rejection. I think it's lack of importance of it. To them, it's not important. They're not careful of things. It's not like they never learned. Not like they never knew. They knew, but it didn't, you know, of the scale of 1 to 10, didn't register too high in their minds.
So let me ask you something else then. Is it better to be an Am Ha'aretz than to not do anything?
Yes. Still better than not doing anything. Yes. And just, you can't rely on an Am Ha'aretz because since he's showing a lack of care of keeping mitzvah, that's why you can't rely on him for Tyrus, Maestris.
What I'm saying is that a person who, so if you say Kriyishma or you put on tefillin, so you're out of the Amaretz.
According to these,
right.
Those opinions.
There's a big step between saying Kriyishma and doing Maestris. A lot of these people don't know what Maestris is.
Again, here's where we're applying 2024 to the time of that. You live in a plot. The last time you grew plants was I don't know how many hundred years ago. You don't grow things. You don't grow produce. You don't live in Eretz Yisrael. You don't have a key of Trumas. You don't have a key of Maestris. So to you, Trumas and Maestris is totally strange because it has nothing to do with your life. It's not on any time you think I have to separate Meister except when they send out a letter saying that be careful when you buy the peppers from Eretz Yisrael. And even then, you probably just don't buy it and rather separate Meister. That's what I do. I don't buy it. I don't know how to separate Meister. Uh-huh. But that's the thing. Right? So Meister is not on your horizon. In Eretz Yisrael, in those days, Meister was reality. It was part of life. But you did it in the privacy of your home. So, again, is this guy, is he reliable? The word Amaretz means unreliable. It does not mean ignoramus. It means unreliable. Now, usually, people were unreliable when they didn't know much, or they weren't exposed to the importance of much, or they didn't think it was important. But that's where they usually were not reliable, because they didn't care, so to speak. So these are the signs of not caring. That's all. Going to different mandiyam and different stages of not caring. Is there a middle ground between reliable and not reliable? Let's just translate the word Amaretz reliable.
That's one category. The next category is Amaretz. Right?
Again, we'll try again. Talmud Chacham means reliable. Amaretz means not reliable.
Be a Talmud Chacham, you have to achieve
greatness. No. That's not what the Gemara means here. The Gemara means who is reliable, who is not reliable. That's what it means. We're not giving the guy the Bechina. He's not taking a written test now. Or an oral test. He's a person that cares about mitzvahs. Now, what usually happens is that people that care learn and try to learn more. And people that don't care don't. But that's not the point. The point is he reliable? Is he trustworthy? I don't mean in money now. Is he trustworthy in the keeping the nuances of the commands?
But the time of the war, they didn't have sworn to rely on as a crutch that we have today. So either you knew
Kol Torah Kulo. No, it's not true. You had a Rebbe, you had a Rav, you had a Rebbe, you had a thing like that.
If you would ask your Rav on the Gemara, that would be...
If you were careful... And you went to your Rebbe to learn as much as you can.
And then, of course,
Kuar Kerem. So usually it's Remeir. Here they point out it can't be Remeir, because Remeir spoke at the beginning of the Brisa. So it's somebody else. Usually Acharim is Remeir. It's Gemara. Gemara says Acharim is Remeir. And this bride is difficult because Remeir was the first opinion and Acharim was the last opinion.
Truma and Meister are the three
a lot of work, either conscious or heinous or fetish.
Taisa says the different madregas of Amaratzim. I mean, it's clear in the Gemara that there were Amaratzim that we trusted for Meitzer and didn't trust for Taras. They accept they were careful in certain things and lax in others. So it will depend on the degree of... We're giving a general statement according to Rashi. Who are the people you worry about? You worry about people that don't read Kriya Shema. You worry about people that don't wear tefillin. You worry about people that don't wear tzitzis. You worry about people that aren't interested in deepening their knowledge. Which is what Shemesh Tamid HaChacham is.
One tzitzis here is only if they have arba kanfos in that way, right? It's not like a wee wet tzitzis.
Right, correct. It was when they wore four-quartered begonim, but it seems it was more common than it is today. We don't wear four-quartered begonim. They did. So I think we have an answer. All about cost of labor. I'm sorry, I skipped. Karav Leishana, if he learns Tanakh and doesn't even bother with Mishnayos, this is Akherim saying, he's a boor. Loi Karav Leishana, doesn't even learn Tanakh, Arul HaKlas Leimer, and him the Pasuk says, Zerati is Beis Yisrael, is Beis Yehuda, Zera Adam, Zera Behema. Meaning some people grow up like behemoths, totally not interested in any intellectual knowledge of Torah. Which at least Chumash, basic knowledge, not interested. Rashi, Shishainen Halachas, that's right. Dr. Kumar, right. Yireyes Hashem B'ni Umelach. The way the Mashar explains it, Shlomo Melech was telling his son how to behave. He said, believe, fear Hashem, my son, even when you're king. And do not mix with the Shainim. Who are these Shainim? Don't hang around people that just learn Mishnayos. Now, in those days, there was no Mishnayos in Shlomo HaMelech's days. The answer is they just learn facts without understanding reasons. They're not interested. Just hear a bunch of facts, a mumble jumble. They're not interested. When, why, how. Don't stay around those people. That's what Shlomo HaMelech gave advice to his son. Rashi, Shushanin Halachas, Shushim Shilu Tamidu Chachamim, like Pidu Al Taim HaMishnayis. Now remember, they didn't have written Mishnayis in the days of Shlomo HaMelech. But Mishnah is really a code word for facts. Facts is Mishnah. Gemara is that understanding of facts, questioning facts, reconciling facts. Mishnah is facts. In the diet, when Mishnayos wasn't written, just repeating facts was Mishnah. Yes. Without understanding them. So therefore you can't apply them, therefore you misapply them because you don't understand them. What else could it mean? What's the Chiddush in Rabbi Yitzchak is saying? Maybe Shlomo was warning his son, stay away from people who repeat sins. Now what's the means to repeat sins? It's Rav Huna. Rav Huna, Kivin Shavar Aveir V'Shalim Bahutra life. People who repeat the sin, it becomes mutter to them. Not that it becomes legal, but they lose their guilty conscience. When a person does an Aveira, feels guilty. Does it a second time, still feels guilty. By the time he does it the third time, the guilt complex is gone. So, maybe that's what he meant. Im shoinim al tesarev. Stay away from people that have no guilt complex. Kamash Milan, then that's not what it meant. That's why Rabbi Yitzchak told me that he was telling them to stay away from people that just learn facts without understanding. Rashi? She could talk you up, but my nidra she la bokeh. What other pshat could you say? Hutchulai, It becomes a heter in his eyes. It doesn't become mutter. But he views it as mutter. He's done it so many times that it's part of life. It's true about anything. I'm not picking on things, right? People that talk in middle of davening when they shouldn't. They don't realize they're doing anything wrong. That's what you do. There's no guilt complex. That's driving like a hatter. That's the Gemara writer. Tana Tanoim Mavali Oilam. Tanoim, people that learn Mishnah. Now we refer to Tanoim, the people of the Mishnah. Here we're talking about people that just learn Mishnah. Confuse the world. Tana Tanoim Mavali Oilam Sagadaitach. What, they confuse the world? Meaning, what are they doing to the world? They themselves are confused. Why are you blaming them for the world? Dr. Gemara, Ravina Shemayin Halacha B'Tech Mishnasam. They start paskening without a background in Psak, just basing on what they learned in Mishnayas, without knowing how to deal with it. Tanya Nami Yachi, Amar Abishu V'chim Avali Ailamayim, V'alami Yashri Ailamayim, Ela Shenem Halichos Ailam Lai, that people who learn Halacha, they keep the world going. That's good. There's nothing wrong in learning halacha. You have to know halacha. But don't paskin without a background in understanding why and what and when. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Mavali, Oilam, Sankadai, Tachamayin, Kremim, Lacher, what are they doing to others? Shemayin, halacha, Mitech, Mishnasim, Kremim. Shemavali, Oimim, by Ross Toss, with mistaken sunkim. The Kivin day, Yoidim, Taime, Mishnah. Pumim garmim, they cause shemadam ladavashen the daima, that compare things that are not comparable. For instance, there's many mishnayot that we see is only one man the amar bichidai, it's one opinion. The less hilchos the kavasei. For instance, midayim machloikas tanoim rishayim halachik divrei mi. They have no messiah. How do you paskin when Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda argue? And Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon argue. How do you paskin? Hilchos chmeirin hayras tas. Halichos oilam loy, hashayna halachas oilam shaloy b'schusai. You learn halacha, you keep the world going. The big schus. There it is. You learn halacha, you keep the world going. You paskin halacha without a background, you mess up the world. Okay, Dr. Gemara Vayta, Isha Prusha. The Mishnah mentions people that are mevalei oilam. Chassid Chaita we took care of. Rosh Aram we took care of. And because of Rosh Aram, we got involved in this whole thing of Amaretz. Now we're up to Isha Prusha. What is Isha Prusha? These Mevalei Oilam. Who are these Isha Prusha? Tana Rabbanan. Besula Tzailonis. A girl who's constantly davening. Balas Tfila. As she says. V'almona Shevavis. And an Amana who goes and visits her neighbors all the time. Now, this will be explained. So let's give the Gemara a chance to explain itself. The cotton shleikalulichadashav. And a young person who's not complete. His months aren't complete. Again, all this has to be explained. At this point, it's senseless. Harei elu mevalei oilam. Now, the first thing that we've heard is two things. Number one, we heard about Absula that davens a lot. That's a negative. And an Amana that goes visits people, we consider that a negative as well. Practicing of our age, not that way. We can learn Yerushchayt from a certain girl. And the Kibul Schar Ma'amana. And we can learn the greatness of understanding reward of Hashem from Amana. Yerushchayt Mipsula, what was Rabbi Yechon referring to when he says you can learn Yerushchayt from a girl? Rabbi Yechon and Shamal Ahi Mipsula, the Nafa Appa. Rabbi Yechon had heard this girl falling on her face, meaning in Lashon Tefillah, putting her head down. V'ka'amra Rabbi Nishvaylam, and this is what she said. Master of the universe, Barasa Gan Eden, Barasa Gehenim. You created a Gan Eden, you created a Gehenim. Barasa Tzadikim, Barasa Rishoyim. Make sure I don't become a stumbling block of people. That means She wasn't afraid that she would do chait. She didn't want to cause other people to do chait. So to Rabbi Yechon in that time, Moshat Yeretz chait. To fear sin, not only that one should not commit their own sin, but they should, without intention, not be a cause for others to create sin. And Kibbutz Chayim from Habana. Where did he learn the Chashivas of Chayim from Habana? Now here Habana, the Habib Knishta. There was an Habana that used to come to that. There was a shul b'shibivas in her neighborhood. She walked to the other end of town every day to daven in Rabbi Yechonin's shul. There was a shul right next door to her, and she walked across town to daven in her different shul. Why are you schlepping to my shul? You have a shul in your neighborhood. Don't I get schar for every step of the way that I walk to shul? I'm getting schar. Why should I not walk to your shul? By walking to your shul, I'm getting schar for moving, going there. So Rabbi Yechonin learned kibul schar. Here's a lady that was willing to walk to get more schar because she's walking further to shul. Interesting thought, because the Mepharshim talk about it. Does that mean I have to daven by the faraway minyan? That means if I live next to shul, I should walk 25 blocks to a different shul? So there's a lot of factors in there. The factor where a person should daven is where he davens best. That's major. If somebody said everything is about tefillah, but tefillah is tefillah. That's the first word. Like tefillah b'kavala, tefillah b'minyan, tefillah b'this, tefillah b'that, this, that. Tzchar alicha, all these. But the main thing is daven where you have the most kavana, where you daven best. But in a chanami, if a person is davening equal in both places, one of the cheshbainis is that there's such a thing called tzchar alicha. There are other cheshbainis, when he's learning that time, when he was doing that time. So this is a cheshbainis. But to this woman, who wasn't sitting and learning, this was a way of getting extra tzchar. I'll do tzchar b'siyas. So that's it. So the question is, so what's wrong with a girl that davens? And what's wrong with a woman that walks to the neighborhood? Now, the Gemara is only going to answer the widow one. The Gemara is not going to answer the Basula one. So the Mepharshim say that the girl one is not such a big question, because there's nothing wrong in davening with the right way of davening. But to spend all the time davening is misleading people. You act like you're who knows how from. You sit all day and daven and daven and daven and daven. It makes people think about the girl differently than she might really be. That's one of the roots of my saw. I'm sure Archko must say something else. We'll see what Archko says after I do the next week's of Gemara.
There are people
who
daven 6 hours a day.
And for the Gemara. Amrlai. But they do it in their privacy in their home, it's fine. Amrlai Rebbe. And for the Gemara. When the Brisa says, Amana that goes around the neighborhoods, the Brisa means Amana's like Yechonin ben Retivi, Yechni bas Retivi. What happened is, she was engaged in witchcraft, and she made people have a difficult time giving birth. And then, she came to visit the woman who was struggling to give birth, said, I'll daven for you. She went, removed her witchcraft, the woman gave birth. People say, wow, it's taken. Well, it's taken. She says, a davening, and then everything works out fine. She was a witchcraft lady. She caused the problem and then made the solution, so she should get credit for it. That's what we're afraid of widows going around the neighborhood, meaning acting one way when really they're another way. That's what the Gemara means. Now, the Gemara does not answer the Besula Tzalonis. Does he say anything on the bottom? What? So he must say something.
It's Rabbi Nate.
Yeah, I
understand. I thought she said that she, I'm causing people, I don't want to be causing people
sin. That's good. That was a Maila. You learned you're escaped from her.
That's a girl that's dominating, right?
Again, I said, the Gemara doesn't speak out the answer of Batula Tzalonis. Yes.
I think the Gemara did speak out the answer in that the answer. Remember, I mean, davening all day is not a bad thing. Rabbi Yochanan
preeminent than to put on an appearance.
That's what I said. I said that. There are other mepharshim that said different pshatim. That's why I asked if somebody says anything. Okay. Rashi. Tailonis balas tvila. Amonis shavemis balas shchenis. Hochas and the vakarish chenesel tamid. You visit your neighbors always. Ha'mevala oilam. Shein elu anoifis and mechashvais. There's Zionists. Whatever the word for Zion is in English. Prostitutes. And witchcraft. They create a facade. She slept herself more than necessary. Today, the Kabul Schar, the Mefarish Ba'azulamadu, she had three other matzim of Mitzvah. The Kabul Schar Yitzer. Barasa Tzadikim Limchul Gan Eden. Barasa Rishon Lirish Gehenim. Shri Kashlu B'nei Adam. V'havsit Chokam Aydei Yodhi Migan Eden V'lirish Gehenim. I don't want me to cause the people to go to Gehenim. Tikar M'vali Aylam. And Yechim Ben Ribas V'tivi. Almona Machshei V'haysab. She was a widow who was a witchcraft lady. So Magi Eish Ladis Isha. Her said Teres Rachmu B'machsheifas. She closed up the woman's womb. She made it difficult to give birth with her witchcraft. Well, the Acha Shemitzaris Harbin, after this woman suffered, she told the lady, I'll daven for you. Maybe my tefillah will be accepted. And she takes apart her kishuv. So how did she get caught? One day she had a worker in her house. He heard the witchcraft banging it away in some dish. Whatever witchcraft she had done was in a dish. It was banging away. Like a child is banging away in his mother's womb. He opened the kli. And whatever was the witchcraft came out of the kli. The Yadu Kibalas Kshavimhu. That's how the world found out that she was a faker. Dr. Gemara Weiter. My cotton Shloikolo Lechadoshev. Who is this cotton Shloikolo Lechadoshev? Simply it means a child born prematurely. Now why is that Mavali Oilam, a child born prematurely? What's wrong with, first of all, not the child's fault. And second of all, how is he confusing the world? Here, in Bubba, we used to say, it's somebody that rebels against his rebellion. So why is there cut in Shleikol Lechadoshev? So Krashi, Amavad Rabbeisav, the Karele Kutin, Shleikol Lechadoshev, Adesh Yom of Miskatshim. He won't live long. Rebelling against his rebellion will have detrimental effect on him. So he's Mavali Oilam. He doesn't accept his Rebbe. He rebels against his Rebbe. That's a cotton shalei kol lechadoshev means he won't live long. Not that he's premature. His death will be premature. Rabbi Amar Zetalmud shalei gila ro amayra. Somebody who's not capable of postulating, but he starts postulating. Amar Rabbam Rabbi Chani Amar Rav. Ma'idach siv ki rabim chalolim hipila. Many dead people, this is talking about a strange woman. In Mishlei, it refers to a woman that leads people in an inappropriate way of life. But it also is a muscle for people who don't behave properly. So those people kill many, they leave many fatalities in their wake. Zetam Mechachem Shagil and Rav Meira. That somebody who's not capable of posketing, he starts posketing. He leaves many fatalities in his wake, means he misleads a lot of people. Vatsumim. Koharugeha. Simple pshat I means is many, or strong. What does it translate the word atsumim?
Mighty.
Mighty. All the ones he kills. That tamachokum shagila ravainamaira. That somebody that could paskin refuses to paskin. Rashi says atsumim like he closes his eyes. Meaning a person who could paskin has to paskin. And a person who can't paskin shouldn't paskin. And they're both not good. Rashi. Kiram Chalolim Mepila Bishas Aram Mestoy. He's talking about a woman that takes off the derech. The Talmud said in Nayak Atzmi Kishura Karli Nami Hachi. The Talmud said, Yehi Pilu Lashin Nefo. So he called the Chodashim. He's not ready yet. He's premature. He's potkinning prematurely. Batsumim Lashin Ursim Einem Shisargim PM. Veinem March Mayim Lutarchai Ra. They don't potkin when they're needed. So to Gemara, Bat Kama. Until when should a person not potkin? Ad Arbenshten. Till he turns 40. Frak the Gemara, Ainiva Rabba Oiri. Rabba Paskin. Even though he was less than 40, he died at 40. So obviously he paskin way before 40. So the Gemara Bishabin, Machlokes Rashi and Tysus. Rashi learns, as long as there's no bigger person than you, the person can paskin under 40. If there's somebody bigger, he shouldn't paskin till 40. Tysus learns, as long as it's equal to you, he shouldn't paskin till 40. I mean, Rashi learns equal, he could paskin under 40. Tysus says he should not. Only if he's the biggest. Rashi, that can't have a royal rabbi. Rabbi, I have a chosh nice to be in the lamem. He only lived 40. The mina brash shana. Rabbi, the bai be the base ainli kazu. The shavim in shavim the god will hear bechachma mutalayris. I change zakim be metal beer. Either it's equal or better. Taisa says equal he shouldn't paskin. Only if he's the biggest, then he can paskin.
If he's a, I think he's a rabbi shul. And there's another show where the guy's bigger.
Right, so the way I understand, again, and I might be wrong, is that today we don't really paskin. Telling you a Mishnah Brewer is not paskining. Telling you a Psak from a Shlomo Zalman is not paskining. It's there. Somebody else paskined it. Right, I'm relaying information. So somebody comes over and says to me, I forgot Yalav Yavish Manasseh, so what do I do?
Nice.
I'm not paskining. I'm telling him over what the Mishnah Brewer says.
Or if you should give the table that thing, the aspirator on a... Give the table the thing...
What are you talking about?
The Pesach, you have to, people change the thing, Aerator.
Yeah,
aerator. Right. You ever get that shayla before?
Yeah, yesterday. From him,
but Reb, can I ask here? I mean, isn't applying existing halacha to a factual situation that is complicated and maybe unclear the essence of paskening? We have a new factual situation that may not have existed already.
That is true.
Of course, the halacha.
That is halacha, but that's 95% of questions, or maybe more. Are things that are explicit in the Svara.
Right. I understand. A kli is kosher, it's not kosher, or whatever. But like in the medical, we could go into the medical field. We could go into all kinds of things with technology developing where there is mamish paskening, no?
Usually what happens, and I can only talk about it from my own personal thing, is I will relay what other bigger people have said. Right? So when a medical question comes up, I will say, Shlomo Zalman, paskin this way. I would not take it on my shoulders because I don't know enough to make that comparison. I would base it on sukkim that have been given and written down. Now, there are new cases, and you're right. Those new cases should be paskin by the people that are very capable.
Okay.
But they're rare. They're rare in the... You know, Rabbi Haim used to tell us when we were Bacham Yeshiva, he was my Rebbe, that he chazers Kitzur Shulchan Aruch every month, cover to cover, and it covers 90% of his shaila.
Okay.
Are certain rabbis that are
mumchim
in certain fields of
medicine? Exactly, 100%. Everybody should have a wonderful last.